drinking on the street and underage drinking are linked to crime and disorder, and we're tackling that as part of an ongoing campaign in Derry. We've seized over 3,500 items of alcohol in the last year, and the last weekend we seized 200 items of alcohol. So yes, we're taking a very forthright position on people who are drinking alcohol on the street.
Yeah, and I mean, this obviously perhaps is geared also to send a strong message out to those into the future.
Well, yes, as I said before, we need to send a very clear message out. The public have told us that underage drinking and on-street drinking are priorities for them. It leads to crime and disorder, it leads to fear of crime, and we're absolutely determined to reduce those things.
Now, the reality is these young people aren't finding this alcohol behind the wall. There is a responsibility by adults and those selling alcohol to ensure that it's only over 18s that are getting it.
Absolutely right. I couldn't put any clearer myself. Licensees need to make sure they're checking identifications. We advocate if someone looks under 21, you check them for ID. Off licenses have that responsibility also. And indeed, parents need to know where their children are. Summer after summer, we will find very young children, 13 or 14 years of age, intoxicated in our streets. So if your children are out this summer, know where they are. If they tell you they're at a friend's house, double check. Make sure your child isn't on the streets drinking. And if they are on the street drinking, they're more likely to be the victim of crime and they're more likely to commit crime.